This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There are approximately 489,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, and in the United States, the figure is more than 124,000. The number of infections worldwide approaches 9.6 million. In the U.S., it's more than 2.4 million. Brazil easily has the third highest number of deaths and infections. The COVID-19 pandemic is subsiding in Europe, but getting worse globally, with the number of infections expected to reach 10 million next week and a number of deaths 500,000. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, warned the international community that the virus is still circulating, adding that it's time to be on our guard, not to let it down. The former Ethiopian health minister said it could take a year before an effective vaccine against the coronavirus that has caused the COVID-19 pandemic were to be invented. Tedros rejected criticism that China did not warn other countries about the epidemic early enough, saying it was not possible to compare its response time with anyone. He praised the Chinese authorities for the very strong social measures it implemented in Wuhan, where the disease was first identified in late 2019, and for being able to identify the virus at a record time. While the COVID-19 cases in the U.S. may seem like a staggering figure, government experts still believe the actual number may be 10 times that. Officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention this week said more than 20 million people in the U.S. could have contracted the coronavirus based on results from antibody testing. If that estimate is correct, there is a bit of good news attached to it, which is that the virus would have killed a much smaller percentage of those with the disease than previously thought. The CDC estimate comes as government officials note that many new cases are showing up in young people who do not exhibit symptoms and may not know